This is Jay Sekulow. We've got major developments on the IRS, on the internet transfer, and on foreign issues as well.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Let me tell you how it will be.
Because I'm asserting my right not to testify, I know that some people will assume that I've done something wrong. I have not.
We know that she violated internal procedure. She potentially violated federal law by revealing confidential taxpayer information by putting it on her own personal email address. We know that she sought to intervene in the appeals process for some of these groups, which is a violation not only of procedure, but also federal law.
One of the basic functions of the Fifth Amendment is to protect innocent individuals, and that is the protection I'm invoking today. Thank you.
Lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
How do you explain the fact that 30% of progressive groups were examined for their tax-exempt status eligibility and 100% of conservative groups?
More Tea Party groups and conservative groups apply for 501c4 status than other groups.
It still does not explain. You can say that there are more conservative groups, but it doesn't explain why 100% of conservative groups were examined and only 30% of liberal groups.
There are some really disturbing facts that are emerging in this.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We've got a lot to talk about. And when it comes to the issue of the IRS, we're going to get into that in particular. But there's also some breaking news developments even this morning. You're going to want to get in this conversation early at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right to Washington, D.C. Jordan and Than are there in our D.C. offices. They're on air with us. And now it looks like there's some movement at the Commerce Department on the internet transfer, and we may well have stopped it.
Yeah, that's right. A new Wall Street Journal article is quoting Department of Commerce officials saying, listen, we can extend the contract till 2019. That would, of course, be kind of punting to the next president to decide what they want to do or if they want to move forward. And all the studies that Congress has talked about, the idea is the fact that we need a plan before any kind of changes are made here. That would, of course, give that plenty of time. And the next administration, so it would not be the Obama administration making the decision. And they did say there, too, that this can be done indefinitely. So it's not like it just punts it to 2019. It could actually continue from there, keeping the status quo, which has operated very well. This is a good sign. I mean, this is one of those issues that if we didn't speak out, if people didn't care, if they didn't get past the technical side of this, I was talking about it as late as last week on Fox News on Thursday. So it's not done yet, but this is an administration that has shown when it was like the FCC study, I'd compare it to that kind of issue. There was so much outcry from both sides of the aisle that we got it done without having to go through the congressional process fully, though they got the legislation in.
Sure.
And I think we're right there. We're right on the edge of
I think we're right on the cusp as well. I think that when you look at the situation, we're getting very close. Interestingly, the head of ICANN, And some of the senior staff, the assistant commerce secretary, at a Hudson Institute event this past weekend, and we'll see if we can find the audio on that, actually said we do not intend to be a deadline which bad things would happen. So they're not going to hit a deadline if bad things would happen. The Wall Street Journal called it a backtracking move by the administration, that he understands supporters of the open internet want U.S. to retain its oversight role, which keeps countries like China and Russia from meddling. He said he was worried, too. Boy, that's a change of view from where they were a week ago, to say the least. And what that means, folks, is that you speaking out made a huge and significant difference. And the key is to continue to speak out. We're taking your calls on a variety of issues. How do you feel about this internet rollback? 1-800-684-3110. Let me tell you what else we're doing. We've got a matching challenge campaign to build our litigation fund, as you can imagine. With all the litigation that's been going on, our balance in our litigation fund is low. We've got a matching challenge right now. Go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255 to sign in for that. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
For millions of Americans, the focus this week is on filing your tax return with the IRS. It's the first tax day since the IRS targeting scandal was revealed 11 months ago. The scheme unlawfully and unconstitutionally targeted conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ is on the front lines, challenging the IRS in federal court. The truth is, the federal government, the Obama administration, has unlimited financial resources to fight our lawsuit. That's why it's so important for you to stand with the ACLJ this week. We're building a litigation fund to defeat the IRS in court. Any gift this week will be matched. $25 becomes $50. $100 turns into $200. Send a message to the IRS. We will raise the funds needed to defeat the IRS. Call 1-877-989-2255, or you can make a contribution online at aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
So we've got the IRS moving back. We've got the Kathleen Sebelius resigning. We've got the IRS head of tax exempt taking the Fifth Amendment. And we've got a situation right now where you have a realistic possibility that the rollback of this situation on the Internet, where it was going to be given over to the UN for control, may well be pushed back as well. That information was leaked on basically on Monday. Or over, I should say, over the weekend, and this is good because they're now saying, "Oh, we've got time," and they're the Assistant Secretary of Commerce is saying, "We don't want this to go to a process where Russia and China would be in control." The head of ICANN said there is no deadline. The U.S. has many years left on its contract. Are you talking about a change of pace since we brought this thing up, folks? It's pretty unbelievable what has happened in just a few days because you've been speaking out. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. I got David French in here. Before we talk about the significance of these rollbacks, let's talk about a challenge that we have, folks. We're in really starting the 2 weeks of our April challenge, but we're really trying to raise some revenue for our litigation fund in particular, which is really low right now because of all the mass litigation. We just had a jury trial that David was involved in and fought for that professor, and we won. We have the IRS ongoing litigation, which we've just filed a major brief, and the government just filed its brief. So we've spent, I can't even tell you how many hundreds of thousands of dollars on that one. And then we've had all our Supreme Court briefs filed on the case involving the HHS mandate. And that doesn't mention Jordan going over to Qatar on the Saeed matter. Just on the litigation fund itself, though, David, we want to do something very special over the next few days, and that is raise some funds dedicated for our litigation effort.
That's right. What a lot of people don't realize is that we have the Obama administration is spending millions of dollars on this litigation against us. They have hired two of the highest priced Washington law firms, in addition to the unlimited resources of the
Department of Justice,
DOJ.
So understand this, folks. We're not only fighting the Department of Justice, we're also fighting two major D.C. powerhouses. And that's caused our litigation fund to drop significantly. So here's what we'd like everybody to do that's listening to me right now, and that is this. We need to make a call, and we may need to make a direct call here, and that's asking for your support. We're not putting up – it's not a petition. This is – we got – tomorrow is the first tax day, April 15th, since the IRS admitted its wrongdoing – had an impact on the 2012 elections. We know the ACLJ has filed the nation's largest lawsuit against the IRS, and we've got these other litigation going as well. But you know that the IRS, as David just said, you're talking about spending millions, two private law firms and the Department of Justice is who we're fighting. So this is a huge message. So we want to send a message back to the IRS, and this is how we're going to do it. It's going to be stand against the IRS by making your tax-deductible gift to the ACLJ. And what that does is replenishes our defense fund. And I'm going to ask everybody that has been standing with us to do so again right now. So if you go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255, that's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255, you can directly help us. And any amount you donate, we get a matching grant for, which is significant. So if someone donates $50, we get $100, $1,000, we get $2,000, $10, we get $20. So let me encourage you folks, if you appreciate the work of the ACLJ, help us replenish our litigation fund at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And you can make a huge difference. And we really can use your help today. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Now, we're also taking your phone calls. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. 800-684-3110. William's calling from Tennessee on line one. Hi, William.
Hi. I think this is an internet thing. I think you're making a mountain out of a molehill. This has been planned since 98.
Whoa. Let's back up. What's the mountain and what's the molehill?
Well, this has been planned since 98. This has been planned the entire time.
Who planned it since 1998?
Yes.
No. We're gonna break this down, William. Who planned the transfer since 1998?
The ACAN transfer to international control.
Yeah. Who planned that transfer since 1998?
Okay.
No. Who planned the transfer since 1998?
The Commerce Department has been planning since 98.
Who was the president in 1998?
Was it Clinton?
It was. This is what Bill Clinton had to say.
So?
The United States has been by far the country most committed to keeping the internet free and open and uninterrupted. And a lot of these people who say they want multi-stakeholder control over domain names and internet access, what they really do is want the ability to shut down inconvenient exchanges within their own countries.
You know, so William, Bill Clinton, who was the president then, said that we shouldn't be doing it. And that's what he said. And you know why, William? Something has changed since 1998. The world, it's called, has changed since 1998. So you're still of the view that we should transfer it to the U.N.?
It's not the U.N., it's international control. It's a difference. The only reason you're upset...
Well, no. The U.N. is where it's going. I mean, ICANN's going to work under a U.N. agency.
I don't care where it goes. It's not going to make a difference. The only reason you're upset...
I beg to differ with you. The head of our digital advocacy happens to be in the studio with me, David French, senior counsel for the ACLJ.
Wall Street Journal explained it very well today. It said, previously, the model the United States has established was a consensus model. In other words, you weren't going to be able to have even majority rule, in this case, a majority of countries that are not democracies, control the mechanisms and functions of the internet. What Russia and China want to do is they want to change the consensus model, which protected freedom under American stewardship, to a majority rule model, which would mean the internet in the hands of people who are opposed to freedom and democracy.
So let me ask you this, William. You're perfectly fine with us giving it over to international control. That doesn't bother you at all.
Okay.
Answer my question, please, William. Yeah. Are you okay with it going over to international control today?
Yes. Now,
why?
Make a point, please.
Sure. What's your point?
Thank you. The only reason you're upset about this Tempest teapot.
Well, you can't read my mind, so you don't know why I'm upset about it. Unless you've been listening to broadcasts, I'm concerned that Russia and China will get their control issues on it and start messing with what is a free and open area for discourse.
This has been planned for
a long time. But the world has changed since 1998. Go ahead, Jordan.
Think about your internet in 1998. I was talking about that. I mean, think about how limited the access was. You weren't using it mobily. People in Africa weren't able to access it off their cell phones. Now the world is able to have this free and open dialogue. And, you know, based on what you said, William, this has all happened under the United States, not changing, not rushing, not trying to hand the power over. It's a constantly evolving source of information, source of freedom. It is why that we've saw what happened in Ukraine, why people can organize who could never organize before. So again, you are burying your head in the sand of real of actual reality if you don't want to look around and say, well, the internet's changed a lot since 1998. Maybe we don't just say whatever we planned in the 90s now we're going to do in 2014 or 2015.
And by the way,
we're going to transfer over power. Yeah. That's not good governance. That's not good leadership. And that's not how America should operate.
And it was talked about in 1998. There wasn't a guarantee, William. You know that, right?
The only okay, but again, the only reason you are upset about this is because of current President Obama. If it was
that is absolute nonsense, okay? That means you're not listening to what we're saying. Because we're playing Bill Clinton, who's also a Democrat. Do I think the Obama administration is rolling it back now? Yes, here's why. This is from the ICANN CEO. He assured everyone that he understands why supporters of the open internet want the U.S. to retain its oversight role, which keeps countries like Russia and China from meddling. This is from the Assistant Secretary of the Commerce Department, who is quoting the ICANN CEO. Quote, I'm worried, too, he said. There's no question that governments like power and certain governments will always try to take power and control of the internet, so we'll have to be careful. So you know what's happening in here? Yeah, another point that David's making. Vladimir Putin wasn't in power in 1998. He is now.
The man who overthrew the Soviet Union was in power
yeah.
in 1998, Boris Yeltsin, who was a very different man than Vladimir Putin, who's leading the charge to restrict liberty on the internet to further cement his power.
Fan, let's talk about, give me like the 40-second version here. We got the legislation going. People are really behind this now. I think we've got a victory right very soon here. What's your sense?
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, legislation was passed out of committee last week. This announcement from the Department of Commerce that it looks like they might talk about a four-year extension. Here's the main point here, Jay. The only reason we're moving in the right direction on this is because the American people en masse have stood up and said, we do not want this transfer to happen. So we're on the cusp of victory here. But listen, until the ink is signed on that contract, we've got to keep the pressure up.
All right, folks, here's what we're going to do. 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 800-684-3110. We're fighting back. We're winning. We want to hear from you and what you think the issues are. 1-800-684-3110. We're going to also give you an update on Pastor Saeed's case. We've got a lot more to talk about. The IRS, other litigation, new cases, and victories last week. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on air. But, folks, let me tell you this. This is critical. We need to fight back. We've got a matching challenge campaign going right now, ACLJ.org. Help us replenish our litigation fund, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org, or 877-989-2255.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. For millions of Americans, the focus this week is on filing your tax return with the IRS. It's the first tax day since the IRS targeting scandal was revealed 11 months ago. The scheme unlawfully and unconstitutionally targeted conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ is on the front lines, challenging the IRS in federal court. The truth is, the federal government, the Obama administration, has unlimited financial resources to fight our lawsuit. That's why it's so important for you to stand with the ACLJ this week. We're building a litigation fund to defeat the IRS in court. Any gift this week will be matched. $25 becomes $50. $100 turns into $200. Send a message to the IRS. We will raise the funds needed to defeat the IRS. Call 1-877-989-2255, or you can make a contribution online at aclj.org.
All right, let's kind of reset the stage here for everybody. By the way, we're in this matching challenge. Let me get David and I to explain this to you folks. We've got we had a great March. We beat our goal, but now we're focusing on, David, for the next couple, this week, we're not just focusing on the matching challenge. We're really focusing on our litigation funds because, as you can imagine, we fought the department. We are fighting the Department of Justice and two huge law firms in Washington, D.C. That's just on the IRS case. David was in trial 2 weeks ago, jury trial for a week against the state of North Carolina. You can imagine the resources just in that week. We are preparing for a major presentation at Oxford University in the summer on Israel. We haven't even started. That prep process is just getting going. We've got the battle on ICANN, and we've got all the HHS litigation. So the goal this week, David, is to focus the next few days, not just on the matching challenge, but replenishing that litigation fund.
That's exactly right. I mean, people need to realize the Obama administration has thrown down the gauntlet here.
Yeah.
They have hired two of the highest priced law firms in Washington, and they're using their own Department of Justice with its enormous budget against us.
Yep.
And the reason why they're doing that is that they know that we can do some things here. In this case, they can't take the Fifth without consequence in our litigation.
Yeah, if they take the Fifth in this case, it's an admission of liability. It's a big deal.
It's a big difference. And so they have thrown the book at us. And so what we're trying to do and what we're calling people to do is stand with us and send a message here. Tomorrow's tax day. Let's send a tax day message to the IRS that your millions you're spending to suppress our liberties, we're going to counter you.
Yeah, and if you look at some of the other things like the internet, these efforts are – we've rolled out back the FCC. We've rolled back these other entities that have tried to do this really tight regulation, if you will, on – our rights to free speech. And we've had a great victory there, but here's what we need everybody to do. This is important. As David said, we're in this critical phase, not just in the matching challenge campaign, but specifically and targeted for our – we're going to do our own bit of – the IRS did targeting. We're doing our own targeting here. The targeting is for our litigation fund. So we need your help to help our lawyers that are litigating in the field right now here in the United States and literally around the globe. So I need everybody that would be willing to participate. If you make a donation to the ACLJ right now at aclj.org, that's aclj.org, or 1-877-989-2255, we can get a match for that. So aclj.org or 877-989-2255. That's aclj.org, aclj.org, or 1-877-989-2255 for our litigation fund, and we sure could use the help. Jordan, let's go right back to the phones.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Let's go to William in Georgia on line two, who's been holding on. William, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hey, William. Welcome to the broadcast. You're back on.
Hey, Jay. First of all, I just want to tell you guys, I really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Guys so much, and especially you, Jay, with the fact that you was able to comment to the other William about the situation.
Right.
With, what was going on. But my question is, what was President Obama's motive and rationale in the first place for even trying to think of an idea like this?
All right. I mean, there's a great question. I think it's part of this kind of, we want to, show the world we're nice. It was a reaction to the NSA scandal. Jordan Fan, is that your sense?
If you actually time the announcement based on remarks made, not just by Russia or China, but also countries that were affected like Russia, Brazil, and Germany, that this was broader. So it was the first time that maybe that coalition of Russia and China were able to get more of the international community on board with this idea, even though I think in the past they all realized that putting this under control would actually jeopardize them more. We're talking about the countries outside of the Russia and China's of the world,
sure,
the non-authoritarian regimes. But because of the Snowden leaks and the weakness that America portrayed after those leaks, for instance, the administration not even defending the NSA program. So people were really upset about it. And all this coming together. You put it all together, and of course, and this is why. And it was, I think, Obama trying to again reset his relations with the world. But as we know, his resets have been basically absolute failures throughout his administration. I mean, we have a war developing in eastern Ukraine right now, and we're talking about giving over the internet to control to the country who is about to start that conflict.
So let me play for everybody. This is from the CEO of ICANN. This is part of his speech at Hudson. Take a listen.
We do not want to rush this process. We want to get it right. We have one chance at getting this right. So the fact that there is talk of a deadline, it's nonsense. There is no deadline. The U.S. government has many years on this contract.
Well, you know, the one chance is true. I mean, you get one chance to get this right. But why we're even doing it? But the fact is they're backing down, folks, which means your voice is making a huge difference, David.
Oh, absolutely. It's making a difference. Rarely do we see such a bipartisan reaction here to the Obama administration. And in this, you know, the bite you've played from President Clinton has been key. It's been very influential. Yeah. And you're seeing it even from liberal tech companies who understand.
Dan, what is this? Where are we on the legislative process on this?
Yeah, the legislation was approved by committee last week, and hopefully it'll be on the floor in a couple weeks. But just quickly, Jay, that last soundbite, we've got to seize on this. He wants to talk about there being no deadline, there being no magic date in 2015. The Department of Commerce announced this transition, and they were the ones that put the 2015 date on it.
Right.
They can talk about this four-year extension all they want. They were the ones that told us this was going to happen next year.
So the end result is the fact that we all spoke out on this so directly and so really targeted, I think, has made a huge difference. Folks, again, we've got another half hour of the broadcast here, ACLJ.org. If you're not getting the full hour, we're streaming it there, so you get it there. SiriusXM, of course, you're getting it as well. So those of you on the line, hang on the line here. We're going to get to your calls. But I want to say this also, Jordan, as we get ready to let's get a little bit of an update on Pastor Saeed here.
Sure. I mean, we now have a team going over to Europe with Nagme, and they'll be speaking to various European parliaments. And, you know, we are in a point now where we are working mostly with countries outside of the United States very directly, more directly than ever before, hoping that building on President Obama's remarks about Pastor Saeed at the prayer breakfast, that it's kind of opened the door for other countries who were hesitant to get involved because they weren't being asked by the United States to get involved, that now they can. And then on top of that, I will add that Saeed's still at this point in a hospital, so continue your prayers. As long as he's there, that's much better than being in prison, and we're able to stay more updated than ever before.
So, folks, here's what we're doing. You're hearing about what we're doing internationally. You hear what we're doing domestically. You know the challenges we face. And first thing I want to say is a huge thank you to those of you that participated in a March Matching Challenge. But this month, we're really targeting on rebuilding our litigation fund. With all the Supreme Court work, with the trial last week, with all the HHS litigation that's going forward, with some new cases that we're filing, we really need your help. So here's what we're asking everybody to do. The next few days on our matching challenge campaign, we're really focusing on building up our war chest and our litigation fund. And that's where you come in. So any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for, but we're targeting that for our litigation effort. So if you'd go to ACLJ.org and make that online contribution, it's going to really help. Or call us at 1-877-989-2255. So either ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to help us rebuild the litigation fund, and it's a matching challenge, which means any amount you donate, whether it's $10 or $1,000, we get a matching gift for. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to participate in that matching challenge. I encourage you to do it today. You're going to really help us out. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Back with your calls in a moment.
Stand with the ACLJ this week. We're building a litigation fund to defeat the IRS in court. Any gift this week will be matched. $25 becomes $50. $100 turns into $200. Send a message to the IRS. We will raise the funds needed to defeat the IRS. Call 1-877-989-2255, or you can make a contribution online at aclj.org.
Banned on the run. Well, we kind of got the Department of Commerce on the run on the internet transfer. You spoke out, and boy, are we getting a reaction from the United States Department of Commerce. Listen to number 29, Larry Strickland. Here's his comments.
We had noted that the existing contract expires at the end of September 2015. We did not intend that to be a deadline after which bad things would happen. Again, there's been some misapprehension about the idea that we were trying to impose a deadline on this process, and we weren't. We were simply noting that, and of course, any work stream ought to have some sort of a schedule attached to it, and that seemed to be a good target date for the community to look to.
But that's no longer the target date. I mean, the truth is that's not the target date anymore. And you want to know why it's not? Because you, the American people, spoke out in huge numbers. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Fan, who's next?
Yeah, we're going to start with Gail calling on line 3 from Massachusetts. Gail, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Gail.
Hi, Jay. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, this really aggravates me, and I'll tell you why. We developed the internet service.
Right.
So if you develop the internet service, you get to put your name on the building, and it's yours. And this is it.
Well, listen, I take the same view, and I think that what's happening now, it's not just I'm taking the same view and Bill Clinton is taking the same view. The fact of the matter is, David, I think most of the internet providers are taking a very similar view, and certainly the American people and our donors are taking the same view.
Look, why are we messing with something that's not broken? I mean, this is the greatest
right.
engine for free
right.
speech. It's one of the most amazing engines for commerce in the world. And who's upset with it? Who's upset with it?
Russia and China. Right.
And the Organization for Islamic Cooperation. That should tell you all you need to know.
Right. So, Than, let's backtrack here. It started out. This got announced. We jumped on it. We drafted some language. We got congressional support. We had a lot of people respond. And now it looks like a full rollback.
Yeah, it really does. And really, that last soundbite you played, I was having a hard time not laughing, Jay, because they talk about how 2015 wasn't really their target. They came to Capitol Hill, Jay, and testified as if this transition was going to be done in 2015. Merely a week later, after all of this outcry and they start to roll it back, they want us to believe, oh, don't worry. We never really intended that.
Yeah.
We were going to extend this all along. It's really pretty laughable.
It is pretty laughable, but the good news is we're winning another one, folks. We got the FCC to roll back. Looks like we're getting commerce to roll back as well. So your voice making a difference. Let's try to grab another call here before the break.
Yeah, let's go to Dave. He's calling from Montana on line 4. Dave, you're on the air.
Hi, Dave.
Yeah, there's more to the story. The UN 4 years ago said, why don't we tax the internet?
Yep.
To help redistribute funds around the world.
You're absolutely correct. That has been and David, if you tax the internet and you put it under UN oversight, you're going to have you double your difficulty.
Oh, absolutely. There's so many ripple effects here. Everyone who's defending it is defending it on the basis that they think everything will stay status quo.
Right.
That's completely false. The reason why Russia, China, and other UN elements want to control the internet is for many reasons, not least of which money.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this also, Dave, we're on top of this. And, folks, we're going to continue to stay on top of this. And we're fighting back and we're winning. And that's, I think, the greatest part of this is you see when your voice is heard, what happens in Washington, D.C.? You know, we often say on this broadcast, we don't just talk about it. We're doing something about it. And the end result is we're doing something about it and getting a result. So that's the good news. Now, what does it mean? It means we got to fight back and we got to fight back aggressively. Let me encourage you to do this. And this is, I think, a big part of what we want you to do here. We are concentrating on rebuilding our litigation fund, and we could use your help at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. And what that means is, in these 2 weeks of our matching challenge, is for our general fund. But for the next few days, this is focusing on our litigation efforts. So I really need your help, folks. Go to aclj.org. That's the easiest way. aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. 989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255 to participate in that matching challenge or call us. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110.
Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. Oh, but don't.
For millions of Americans, the focus this week is on filing your tax return with the IRS. It's the first tax day since the IRS targeting scandal was revealed 11 months ago. The scheme unlawfully and unconstitutionally targeted conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ is on the front lines, challenging the IRS in federal court. The truth is, the federal government, the Obama administration, has unlimited financial resources to fight our lawsuit. That's why it's so important for you to stand with the ACLJ this week. We're building a litigation fund to defeat the IRS in court. Any gift this week will be matched. $25 becomes $50. $100 turns into $200. Send a message to the IRS. We will raise the funds needed to defeat the IRS. Call 1-877-989-2255, or you can make a contribution online at aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Will Haynes just told me this. Dave and I were just talking about how well the petition did when we were talking about going after the internet issue, and we were really pleased with where it was going. Well, we almost hit 121,000. I think that's without phone calls. So we're probably at 125,000 with phone calls. And look what has happened in literally a week. We're going to really push at the end of the week to bring this victory over the goal line, but it is a significant win. Also, we're in our matching challenge, as I mentioned, on the litigation fund, folks. We really need your help. We have the general matching challenge in March and April for the general fund of the ACLJ, but this is targeted for our litigation efforts, and we would really, really appreciate your help on this. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org to make a donation tax deductible, and we get a matching gift for it to our litigation fund at aclj.org or 877-989-2255. And we're going right back to our phones. We got a lot of calls coming in, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go right back to the phones, Stan.
Yeah, a lot of calls coming in. We're going to start with Diana calling from Florida on line 6. Diana, you're on the air.
Hi, Diana.
Hi, hello. First of all, I wanted to obviously say thank you, you know, for everything that you guys do.
We couldn't do it without you all, so thank you as well.
Yeah, and I'm totally supporting freedom and liberty for Christians and the internet. And also, I'm just thanking you guys for your fight against the Obamacare and
yep.
the medical and, you know, them trying to make Christians support the girls having to,
right.
you know, with the whole abortion thing and everything. But I also wanted to ask you guys, do you guys think that somewhere in the near future that we would perhaps have a Christian president?
Well, you know, of course, President Obama says he's a Christian, but I think I know what you're talking about. You're talking about somebody with a biblical worldview as president. It's too early to say where it's going to go I appreciate, Diana, you're calling. We got to deal with the fight. We got a lot of fights ahead of us right now. And I'm not going to start thinking about, we got to get through the midterms. I'm not going to start thinking about the presidency until the end of the year. I'm going to be like one of those candidates. We've got plenty of time to think about that. So you never know. God's in control of that, and we'll see what happens. It'd sure be great to have somebody with our worldview. But, look, that's politics. We'll see what happens. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's take another call.
Yeah, next up is Gladys. She's calling from New York on line 5. Gladys, welcome to Jay Sekulo Live.
Hi, Jay. Isn't it possible that this internet issue is really just another ploy of President Obama's
kind of a distraction ploy
being distracted.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to let David address that. I mean, I've thought about that. Why would you do it now? Is it more? I still think it tends to be a reaction to the NSA situation. But, you know, David, there's a lot of other things going on. I mean, you got the Ukraine falling apart, Russia on the move. I mean,
you know, I think if he was trying to distract us, they wouldn't have released this on a Friday afternoon.
True.
They were trying to bury this to keep us from paying attention to it. I think this is much more the kind of thing where he's trying to win favor back from the international community,
right,
while it escapes under the radar screen in the U.S. But we saw it, some other people saw it, and now it's front and center, and they can't escape it, and yeah, they're on the verge of backing down.
It's a pretty big deal, and again, a huge thank you to our members. Wow, 120,000, over 120, almost 121,000, probably, as I said, with phone calls, 125,000. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to participate in our matching challenge campaign. I really want you to do that. Really helps us out. It's going to help our litigation fund over the next 2 days. So ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back to the phones we're going. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Who's next, Dan?
Right back to the phones. Next up, we've got Alan calling from Texas on line 2. Alan, you're on the air.
Hi, Alan.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
How y'all are doing.
Thank you.
I just kind of get a chuckle out of it, you know, that the U.S. government has to hire a law firm to fight back against y'all, when yet they got so many people in the government that's got law degree education.
Well, and listen, here's the thing, Alan. It's not like the Department of Justice isn't also representing them, but the defendants sought a separate counsel, so they got DOJ and then two of the largest law firms. I mean, this is the reality of what we're fighting. It's Department of Justice and two of the largest law firms in Washington.
Oh, yeah, and high priced.
Yeah.
I mean,
this is not inexpensive litigation.
Yeah, I mean, this is the kind of thing where the administration is spending millions upon millions of dollars to defend Lois Lerner.
Yep.
And to attack us.
Yeah, basically that's what it is. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Dan, let's get an update on the situation with Lois Lerner and the contempt proceedings. What do you expect happening there on multiple fronts?
Yeah, there are really two avenues still at play here, Jay. First is that criminal referral letter that the Ways and Means Committee sent over to DOJ.
Right.
You know, in theory, DOJ should be pursuing those charges, but this kind of ties into the last caller. I mean, look at how DOJ with Barbara Bosserman investigated this. I don't really
right.
expect that avenue to go very far. The second avenue is that contempt citation that the House Oversight Committee
yep.
passed last week. When the House comes back after this two-week recess, I think the full House is going to approve that citation, and we will move forward. You know, honestly, though, Jay, if Lois Lerner wants to be wants to avoid being held in contempt, I view this two-week break as really critical, because I think if there is a chance for a deal to be cut, it's going to happen while Congress is out of town in this 2 weeks, and
yeah.
and ultimately that would probably be the best solution here.
Folks, we are. I mean, you talk about a critical juncture on that case. I mean, it's huge. 1-800-684-3110 is our number if you want to talk to us on air. That's 1-800-684-3110. By the way, share us and like us on Facebook. On the way to 1,200,000. Now, there are a lot of you who have emailed me saying, Jay, when you got to 1,000,001, you said you were going to release that song, Hold Your Head Up. And we are. We have recorded it, we have videoed it, and it is being put together as we speak, and I hope by the end of the week or first and next, it is out with more music to come. But a huge thank you. You guys got us over the top on that, and probably by the time it airs, David, we could be close to 1,000,002, actually.
We're getting really close to that.
Which means the next one we say, I'm going to say we've got to be in 1,000,005 to do. So we're appreciate the enthusiasm on the music and also the work that we're doing. Let's take another phone call, fan.
Yeah, right back to the phones. We're going to go to Richard calling from North Carolina on line 3. Richard, you're on the air.
Hi, Richard.
How you doing? You guys are doing a great job.
Thanks.
I just have to say that giving up control of the Internet would
yeah.
take us back to the dark ages of information. And
I agree.
That being said, if China and Russia want to give us $15 trillion to get us out of debt, I say go ahead and sell it to them.
I suspect they won't. But let's talk about, you know, you raised a serious point, and that is the, I don't think it's, we're not selling it, by the way, it's a complete giveaway. But, David, the reality is if this transfer were to have happened, and I am getting very confident that it's not going to, but if it were to have happened, the repercussions could have been really serious.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it could change so much about what we take for granted in the Internet. And that's one of the things that is the worst argument for this is, hey, it's working now, it will work later. Why is it working now? It's working now because the United States has stewarded the growth of the internet. You can't assume by handing it over to others that things won't change. It's like selling a company to new ownership. You can't say new ownership will keep everything the same. No. They decide.
In fact, they don't keep everything the same is the truth of the matter. All right, folks, let me tell you also what we've got going on right now. We mentioned, of course, that ICANN is now backtracking through the Department of Commerce. I'm not going to consider it a complete victory yet, so I'm not willing to take a victory lap. But I will tell you, it is moving closer to the end goal. And I think, Than, fair to say that the momentum shift has been dramatic to our side.
Oh, absolutely. I think we are about to win this one. But people need to understand very clearly what the Department of Commerce Assistant Secretary said is we can extend the contract for 4 years. He did not say he has done that yet. Jay, we're going to win this one, but we're only going to win it if we don't let up now. The next ask really has to be, okay, go ahead and sign that extension then so it's a done deal.
So what happens with the legislation you got pending right now? What do you anticipate votes on that actually?
Yeah, I think if the contract has not been extended, I think the full House will vote on it as soon as they get back, probably the same week as the Lois Lerner contempt vote. I expect both will be on the House floor. Of course, the Senate would have to move that as well. But here's sort of my strategy on this, Jay. I don't think you pull off the accelerator until that extension is signed. So I'm telling the House, go ahead and pass the measure, send it over to the Senate, and if the Department of Commerce wants to make good on this promise, on this new development, then let them go ahead and do it, and you can back off at that point.
And I think that means also, David, if you look at that, between Lois Lerner and this situation with the internet, just those two in and of themselves shows the power of our multimedia and litigation approach and government affairs approach. It's pretty unbelievable what's happened in a few days.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and you go back, all you have to go is to ACLJ.org and look at the run of victories lately.
Yeah, it's been pretty unbelievable.
There's a lot of hope out there when you stand up.
You folks, you know what it is? You do. David said it. I've got great hope. You stand up, you fight back, and guess what happens? You win. And the right side prevails. And I think that's what we're seeing literally right now in this fight. And that's where you come in. We got a matching challenge. Become part of the team at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Any amount you donate is going to our litigation fund, ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. That's the easy way to do it. It's tax deductible. If you donate $10, we get $20. $500, we get $1,000. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. For the matching challenge campaign, I encourage you to do that. Share us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. This music's coming. I promise the songs are going to get out there. But help us continue to grow Facebook by sharing us and liking us. Back with more in just a moment. This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
For millions of Americans, the focus this week is on filing your tax return with the IRS. It's the first tax day since the IRS targeting scandal was revealed 11 months ago. The scheme unlawfully and unconstitutionally targeted conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ is on the front lines, challenging the IRS in federal court. The truth is, the federal government, the Obama administration, has unlimited financial resources to fight our lawsuit. That's why it's so important for you to stand with the ACLJ this week. We're building a litigation fund to defeat the IRS in court. Any gift this week will be matched. $25 becomes $50. $100 turns into $200. Send a message to the IRS. We will raise the funds needed to defeat the IRS.
Call 1-877-989-2255, or you can make a contribution online at aclj.org.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. Hey, listen, in just a moment, I'm going to play for you an interview that Jordan did on Fox News about this IRS issue. But, folks, just quickly, I wanted to get you updated a little bit on our litigation involving these 41 clients, most of them Tea Party groups, also other conservative groups. Jay was on the Hill just a few weeks ago testifying before a subcommittee of the House Oversight Committee. And one of the pushbacks that he got from Congressman Matt Cartwright on this was that we needed to just wait until the investigation was wrapped up, that we needed to kind of cool our jets and just see where this investigation leaded and see if it would all sort itself out. Of course, that's sort of a ridiculous claim, given the idea that there has already been an announcement that there would be no criminal charges brought, as well as the fact that the lead investigator on behalf of the DOJ, Barbara Bosserman, is a known political ally of the president. She maxed out to his campaign. So obviously, that is sort of an outlandish claim from Congressman Cartwright on its face, but the idea that an attorney representing 41 clients would just sit back and wait and see where an investigation goes while his clients' rights are continuing to be violated is pretty outlandish, folks. I wanted you to hear this exchange directly from Jay and Congressman Matt Cartwright. This is just a few weeks ago in front of a subcommittee of the House Oversight Committee. Let's roll it.
That's what I said leading into it. It's fair to criticize him for that, but by the same token, let's all stand back and wait till the end of the investigation and reach a measured and reasoned evaluation.
Congressman, I don't have the luxury of standing back. I am in federal court against the IRS. I don't have that luxury. I've got 41 clients. I don't get the luxury to sit back.
That's exactly right, folks. We do not have the luxury of sitting back while we represent 41 clients against this abusive IRS, and that is why we are asking you to stand with us as we build this litigation fund to defend those 41 clients from the full force of the Obama administration, the federal bureaucracy that has been targeting them over the last several years, and in some cases continues to delay their applications. If you can stand with us, your gift is going to be doubled. Your $50 gift becomes $100. Your $100 gift becomes $200. You can make that donation at 877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org. Again, the number 877-989-2255. Okay, folks, I want to play for you this interview that Jordan did with Judge Jeanine on the Fox News channel about this scandal, getting you up to speed on where we're at with Lois Lerner, where we are at with the contempt process, what our next steps are in the civil litigation, and what we continue to do to push back against the IRS and the abuse of the American taxpayer. Let's go ahead and roll it. It's Jordan with Judge Jeanine.
Former IRS official Lois Lerner held in contempt of Congress. What does that mean for the conservative groups that were targeted? And what, if anything, will happen to Lerner? With me now, Executive Director of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Sekulow. Jordan, Lois Lerner, a public official, repeatedly refuses to answer questions pleading the Fifth Amendment. If our government, and we've been told that they've ended the investigation, will we ever know what happened here?
Well, I think what we saw this week, Judge, and thanks for having me on tonight, and to discussing this matter, continuing to let people know about this, is that, you know, for a civil case like ours, both the Wednesday report, the criminal charges that the House Ways and Means Committee, along with the contempt, does help the civil cases. I mean, their criminal case, listen, we're talking about the Department of Justice. I think it is more difficult for them now that they were handed an investigation very much spelled out with a lot of new information, one about the targeting not just of the Tea Party groups or the smaller groups, but larger conservative groups as well by and ignoring the liberal groups, the same groups actually saying she wanted to work for Organizing for Action, the Obama 501c4, but was going after and trying to deny the status of Crossroads GPS. And even as we speak tonight, the groups that she wanted to deny status like Crossroads, and 16 of our clients, 11 who still haven't gotten an answer, 5 who just quit the process, still have not yet gotten an answer from the IRS.
Okay. Is there any chance that she's going to be held in contempt? I mean, look, the House Ways and Means has said, look, we want this woman investigated. They refer to justice. You know, Eric Holder himself was held in contempt. I doubt he's going to do anything about it. But is there any chance she's going to be held in contempt and serve jail time?
Well, I mean, they will go, you know, Eric Holder's case is a little bit different, but it was filed in August of 2012. So we're talking about something that's taken, you know, nearly 2 years, and it's still at the district court level, Judge. Now, I think with Lois Lerner, the pressure that's put on someone like her, who's having to pay this attorney out of pocket, and an attorney who a lot of us on both sides of the aisle think has botched much of this, is the reason why she was held in contempt because of the statement she made.
Jordan, I'm sorry to interrupt. What makes you think that Lois Lerner is paying out of her own pocket and that she's not being supported? If you recall, the president said that this was something that he wasn't going to tolerate. He was going to get to the bottom of it. The woman pleads the fifth. She goes on vacation. She gets, you know, she gets her pay. And what makes you, do you really believe she's paying out of her own pocket, Jordan?
Well, I don't know how much she's having to pay her attorney. I mean, these are friends of hers. So they may not be charging the same amount as these high-profile attorneys usually would in Washington. But I do know from our civil case that the government is not covering everything for people like Lois Lerner.
Well, yeah, so the government is, but that doesn't mean that friends of the government are not.
Sure.
Is this a victory? Yeah. Is this a victory, Jordan, for the groups that were targeted?
No, I mean, listen, we still have, like I said, 16 clients who never got an answer, who were mistreated. Lois Lerner acknowledged the mistreatment, and we're still in court to this day. It helps the civil case. I agree with you. It's very unlikely that anything is going to happen under Eric Holder. But for those of us still fighting it out in civil court, remember, for everyone out there, that she can still cut a deal. So the pressure that's put on does move the ball forward.
All right, what's next in your fight?
You know, we are still in this process. Are we going to have our clients actually cooperate? A few of them got asked by the FBI with the investigation. Yeah, literally a few, three. And we actually submitted a question back because of all the talk by President Obama and other things that happened. Is this an ongoing criminal investigation of IRS officials? What is the investigation? We're still waiting for that answer a couple months later. We've asked repeatedly. So that's on that. On the civil front, we're in the motions process right now. And we'll see which of the claims, there's 9 counts in ours, that move forward.
All right, Jordan Sekulow, thanks so much for being with us this evening.
Thanks, Judge.
All right.
Again, folks, that was Jordan on with Judge Jeanine. You know, you think about the IRS. This is already an institution that was out of control. They are already the bureaucracy and the agency of the federal government that is the most feared by the American taxpayer. They're, of course, most feared this week as we approach tax day, where every American files their federal taxes. You add this targeting to it. You add to it the half-hearted investigation of that targeting. And you add to it the fact that they are now enforcing Obamacare. And one of the things that you will have to do on your federal form is certify that you are in compliance with Obamacare or face fines. Folks, the IRS, their response to all of this, we need more money. We need more power, folks. That is not the answer. We do not want to centralize more power with the IRS. In fact, we are going to continue to fight them on behalf of these 41 clients who were targeted by the IRS, who had their rights violated. We would ask that you would consider standing with us. You can do it by calling 877-989-2255 and making a tax-deductible gift to our litigation fund. You can also make that contribution online at aclj.org. As we close the broadcast today, stand with the ACLJ against the IRS. Call now, 877-989-2255.
She don't care. She said that living with me was bringing her down, yeah. She would never be free when I was around.
Stand with the ACLJ this week. We're building a litigation fund to defeat the IRS in court. Any gift this week will be matched. $25 becomes $50. $100 turns into $200. Send a message to the IRS. We will raise the funds needed to defeat the IRS. Call 1-877-989-2255, or you can make a contribution online at aclj.org.